Good morning. David Lovejoy here with the KG&T Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. We're joined with Ms. Steely Fischbacher. She's Director of Policy for the Texas Wheat Producers Board and Association. Good morning, Mrs. Fischbacher.
Good morning. Glad to be with you today.
Yes, ma'am. We could take the rocks out of our pockets for a few days after that big win last week that rolled through the Texas Panhandle. The drought still remains at the top of our minds, though, because even though we're getting some colder temperatures on the weekends, we're not getting any precipitation. And that leads me to my first question, Steely. Crop updates. What are we looking like out there?
All right. Well, you mentioned taking the rocks out of our pocket, and I think the highlight, not the highlight, maybe the low light of last week was December 15th. Mm-hmm. I don't know kind of the extent of the damage that we'll see to the wheat acres really in the heart of hard red winter wheat country, but we know there was significant damage. We went into that hurricane force winds throughout a large part of the hard red winter growing area, went into it already stressed from drought. And like I mentioned, hurricane force winds, which categorizes at 75 miles per hour or higher, and for multiple hours throughout that day. We've heard reports of, you know, residue leaving the field, soil leaving the field, damage to the wheat plants that were in there, and as I mentioned, already being stressed as a crop from drought conditions. Here in Texas, we know that our drought categories expanded this week. Also, the Climate Prediction Center came out with their, you know, three-month forecast, and they're forecasting for drought to expand here in the Texas Panhandle. So it looks like it's going to be something we won't get any immediate relief on. When you look at kind of long-term, you know, 10 to 14-day precipitation outlooks, it looks like there might be very, very limited chances in those longer-term forecasts that they're looking at, but probably not for our area at this point. So definitely an ongoing concern. And we'll have to continue to monitor that wheat that was in those areas hardest hit by that storm. But I think at this point, there's definitely going to be an impact when those plants are already stressed, and then having to live through something like that is just can have a major impact.
Yeah.
One kind of, well, on the other side of that, on December 15th, we also had a very interesting marketing day. Mm-hmm. You know, you would have thought with, you know, hard red winter, futures markets might have responded to that storm in a positive way with concern about the conditions we went into the storm as and then the impact there. But what we saw was the exact opposite. So we saw a very big drop in the market. Over the end of the week, we were able to make up some of that. But hard red winter futures did fall below $8 and traded below $8 for most of last week. We'll have to continue to watch that. One of the bright spots of the week was that our weekly sales report was actually above expectations. That's something we've been very disappointed in, what those export sales have been in the short term here. But we actually did beat the four-week average and came in above expectations, actually near a marketing year high of 23.9 million bushels. Our major customers for that week were Mexico and Japan and Peru for hard red winter, so really good to see that kind of bright spot that lent some support back to the market, and hopefully we'll continue to see that increased demand follow through as we move into 2022.
Very important for the economy. Like you said, the stresses of the weather, the wind, even in some places fire here, and then you turn around with trade. Those are some very important issues that the Texas wheat producers deal with.